Good evening.
Good evening, Hawk.
How are you doing, Jasmine?
Good, and you?
Baruch Hashem, I'm well. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach Gedulat Shemincha Tatir Terura Aleph Bet Gimel Yitach Tzadik Kaverinat Amcha Sagbenu Taharenu Nora Ufrey Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dor Sheyehudcha Tilavat Sham Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachamei Sidkacha Tamid Gamlem That's it, Reish, Tzaditat Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Ael Adata Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geye Lamcha Pemei Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Hey Zion Kuf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yoheh Wahe, Adonai Yoheh Wahe, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer chesed la'alafim, Nelfeyawon wafesha, Vechata'a v'nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Zohar from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, and I will start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kudsha Brichu, Ishkinte Bit Hilu, Urchimud Hilu, Hilu, Urchimu, Le'akta L'shem Yud He, Bevav He, V'yehuda Shulim B'shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adeinu Konanei Aleinu Maasei Adeinu Konaneihu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanenan Dekudsha Berichu Koma De'aved Le'ela Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Bi'ovata Dikshot Belei lach mila bialma divae barnash vedach ya leya mineya ulan haga beya kalana dehakulu ovada dikshot inun wikola istirich bialma. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778, which is bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The first one that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, Vayitchal Vayavo, HaMelech Liroto, Vayomer Amnon, El HaMelech Tavo, Na Tamar Achoti, Udlabev Le'ene, Shite Livivot, Vievre, Miada. The second verse we study is from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. Chatati odiacha viavoni, lokisiti amarti, o de ale, peshai la donai, yohe wahe vliata, nasata awon chatati sela. The year 5777, known as the year of the goat, also has two verses that connect to this energy. The first one that we study is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Satskiyach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this year, the year of the goat, is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. The name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, is concealed within this verse. The letters of the name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776 has the energy of a pause that refreshes. There are also two verses in this year. The first one that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot. Vayehaskum achechem haladim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkachu hakohanim ki halivim yishre levav v'yitkadesh mehakohanim. When we take the there are 25 words in this verse. When we take the letters of those, the first letters of these words, we're able to create eight names of God. Here are those names. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yolayo Alame, Hey, 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 Aka'a, Rekaha. The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is chapter 20, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bithu va Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tsukolami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing up death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kamalo tishemi meni lo tarpeni yad dili ruki. The second verse we study is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol amachavoyam asher yitabe sham ushavtem elai el nachon. Vehalakti itchem vechayim yeshno v'aretz v'hipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. The third verse is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzah yoved ro'av Yom Ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami li Israel. Untati vushakan, ta'afta v'lo yirgaz, od yubuk, v'lo yosifu, v'nei avala anotom ka'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the energy of the 72 names of God. We do this by saying the name of the letter with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta he za yo ala ta la a wa he he a yo za la me be he. Hey Rayo, hey Kome, La Awa Kalayo, La Wawa Pehe La, Nu La Ha Yo Yo Yo, Me La He 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 Wa, Nu Ta He He A, Yo Re Ta Shi A He, Rayo Yo Awa Me, La Ka Be Wa Shi Re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me a yo ha wa wa la yo la he za a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa me wa he he wa. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he he wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo wa. He be wai we a he, yo be me he yo yo, me wa me. We're now going to connect to the 72 names from the Tzaddikim using the same technique. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta Hey, hey, yo, anu da, la, he, wa, he, me, ah. Yo, ta, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me. La, wa, wa, ka, be, yo, la, yo, wa, pe, nu, la. Nu, me, ha, yo, he, yo, me, nu, hey, hey, pe, wa. Nu, yo, hey, hey, she, ah. Yo, re, ta, she, ah, hey. Re la yo awa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka ako me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he she he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo she a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he he a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo ta he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me, he la yo me he me. The Sadiqim who left the sixth day of Adar, which started this evening at sundown, Rabbi Shlomo Ephraim of Lunshitz, Rabbi Avraham Svi Patsnovsky of Piotrkov, Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Tob of Kalev, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Landau of Zabirtse, Rabbi Tzvi Kinslicker. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoch, we say in a whisper, our class tonight is a Tikkuni Zohar class. You can find it on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, it being the handout for tonight. And on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the last row, the second column from the left is a link to the Tikkuni Zohar landing page. When that opens up, scroll to the where it says Class 24, which is Section 26A, and this is where we will begin. We begin with the Aramaic, and then we will do an English translation of the Aramaic. First, we'll start with section 26A, and we usually do sections A and B when we do these classes. Ofin razad inun het kotin v'kol seter. Lekabel arva, anafin v'arva, kedafin, tekol chaya, uva'u choshaven, ze'er dechanoch, amar zayin, ihu shedai, az yashir bekol atar, Vimru meare mitnatin kol man dacheta lo yeschot Mishavavakomam Yosef Lo Yosef Al Yud Gimel Beinun Sheva Lekabel Sheva Yameh Bari Reishit Biramazin Lishva Shemahin Avgitit Or Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Wigomer Vi Alihu Itmar Sharftim Omadim Mama Al Lo Shesh Kanafim Shesh Kanafim Leachad Divachon Parchat Tzlota Le'ela Beinun Taman Membet Lekabel Membet Askarot Beinun Batafilin Dayad Batafilin Diroshe Bealaihu Atmar Uru Kol Ame Haret Kishem Hashem Begomer Lainun Tafshitin The cola to feel in the reshi. Atarat zahav the resha the cola to feel in the yad. Tavat the daro taroa atotola mitchatana. Tatashitin Dila Tarich Lekara Lechatin Dila Chadahu Dikiv Shema Yisrael Vehainun Behofa Tzurikin Amad Kadisha Lemekam Biamida Kadamid huon im chazan, levar kalon bishava birakan u kadasha. Ha chatin lekola bikad meat, bikadoshikidushin u amadam, amakadisha. Vechazan levar kalon chayun kadishin dechoch dechawo menaginen begidafihu tarfina kanfichen shin shal tefilin daim ya ila'a ala itbar Uro kol amei aretz ki shem yudke vavke mikara alich veyiru mamich shin talik bat vadi sham samach shin samach heid yad Dayad Kahas Shin Samache Urmach Pakudin Dekalilin Piramach Tavin Dekarait Shema Biarva Parashin Ha Tareyag Alaihu Itmar Zeshme Lealma Vizezefer Vizachri Lidar Dar Shema Shema Im Yudhe Shin Samache Zachri Im Vavke Ramach Vikola Tariag Oraita Yehi Shema Kedikucha Barihu Beod Tzitzit Ayehi kor sayata filin hud shabarihu. Tanachit al kor sayah. Tekarin leya bekariyat. Shema hakud shabarihu. Yetiv al kor sayah. Sarikin lemekam beginia, betzalota deamida, kalat chayalin, dilaya atin, bezimrot, shirot, betush bechot, behahuzina, dayahu al korseya, Mamrin al Malich Yoshev al Kise Rechamin Tanahag Bechasidut Aydekuna Ayahu Legabe Tzadikim Gemurim Umatak Nin Horseya The good shabarihu, the tzitzit benachatin, leya bechtafal tefillin, the kaimin kadimoti, betzaluta levinonim, tzitzit utefillin, inun keshor, leo uchabor. B'mishol uv shabbat itmar b'chon. L'man yenuach shorech v'chamorich. L'rishayim inun kashoria l'kom machtirigin. D'lachon d'haki inun ashirat t'yirayim. Tatain Tehadat lekabel Daberakud Shabarichu Aval Kitrin Tatain inun Kalifin legabe Ketarin alin Demat lavashin Bechon aser atvan betzalota. Samech aleph begaluta lemeho kafivin. Tachutui ketarin tatain vezaminat tzadik. Ki mitkanin bekanafi mitzvot mitzva utafilin utkifin tachotihu ketarin tatain hamalka kataya behauzina Ye old Malka Baichlia. Deayahu Adonai Kegavna Dayup Du Naki. Ha Malka Behikalayao. Mandavae Lemishaal Shaalto. Ye olgin da donai shifte tefitach betalat kadiman yisader deseder bar nashivku keavdim umas maseder shevacho kadem Raveya Deilein Telat Ketvan Kol Zekevan Betata Kalata Kuterain Hatamin Ugin Datsarich Barnash Lemeat Aved Behon Keavada Demak Val Paras Narvea Lu Vehalech Leyad Tamim Ayehi Kabul Totama Dikshora Nanav Dikshot Vayehi Malchuta Kadisha Vyem Saita Iyot Tsarich Lemesha'al Letamin Vav Vav Chad Mare Katve Vechad Mare Tata Yama Vainun Vav Ail Ila'a Vav Tata Chalilin Tirena Sers Arkin Tilat Kadima Reishi Utrain Deruin Tilat Vitarain Gufa Vitarin Shukin Chait Patar Mimalka Begin Datsarich Lemeav Nun Aleph Ve'ach Azara Tilat Tasiel Lihachot Ra Virazad Mila Yosof Yosof Radmin Radliv El Hameta. Now for the English in section 26a. In the symbolism of prayer, the eight strings are the chayot, both wings and face. Imagine or construct your prayers according to this fashion. The Ana B'Koach, or Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi, is a shorthand for the unification of prayer, rising above while being bound within to fill in, and directing the attention during the prayer, the unification of the bride and the groom, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Shekhinah, which occurs during mindful prayer. Music symbolizes the opening responses to prayer, calling now from one to another like the chayot call to each other. What prayer is in its purified form does is to take our wayward thoughts and focus them upon the intentions of prayer. The people of Israel are those wayward thoughts that need the focus and the unification of thought of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. When we say the Shema with the consciousness of the unity that is contained therein, we are in effect speaking the holy name that is the unification of thought. This also takes place via Torah study and the insights that are discovered therein. The Shema is the definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we acknowledge him in hymns, in songs, and in praises. If our then our consciousness acknowledgement that causes the unity to come closer to us, since we are defining it moment, by all that we intend in the prayer. For the wise, this is an opportunity to commune on high. For the average, a way to ground their everyday fears and seek above. And for the wicked, it is also a place of refuge, to find forgiveness and a better way. These paragraphs are really clearly stated in the English translation. This is also an opportunity to heal past errors and to both acknowledge their sin and to accept upon oneself the yoke of heaven, meaning the awareness that every action has consequences. Once we deal with these past errors and repair them, it is time for the unity to reveal itself by Adonai entering into Yud Kei Vav Kei, or Yud Aleph Kei Dalet Vav Nun Kei Yud. This unity of thought and form. As we have been leading, up to, it is the framing of prayer or its organization that helps us stay on track with our intention. We are seeding the heavens, and then we are making a receptacle to receive those asked for blessings that fulfill themselves in Malchut, the demonstration of thought. Rather than demonstration, it probably should say the manifestation of thought. These intermediate prayers are where we make the connections. Vav, higher and lower, linking our prayers to the framework of prayer that we have been repeating. Once prayers have ascended and are met, we turn away. The three steps backwards, letting go, and at the same time letting the unity absorb our thoughts. Tikkun 11. Reshit Hare Bara Hare Shit Uvimahu Shisha Hekalot Uk Nagid Sheshet Yemei Reshit Elokim Ayemei Al Yona Alayhem Sheheya Hekal Shiv Yehi. Bereshit, or Bara, Sheet, what are these six halls? They are the 6 days of creation. Elohim is the highest mother, which is the seventh hall. And as higher mother issues six, the lower mother issues six. And what are the heavens and the earth? And these six words spoken in 6 days, in which God made the heavens and the earth. The lowest halls are the instruments for the higher top halls. When we realize that Bina utilizes the name Elohim and produces the concept of the six spiritual sephirot of Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. And then the Malchut also has these six, and then our prayers unify this. This is essentially the teaching that we are going through right now. Section 26b. Again, we will read the Aramaic. Bereshit barashit umanihu shit hekalin lekabel shit yomei. Bereshit alaki elkim I yoma a ila alayhu dayehi hekala shvi'a uk Madayame. Ila afikat shitaki ime. Tata afikat shitu mainihu. Et hashmaim de et haaretz vainun shitmeinun. De it mar behon ki sheshet yamin. Asa Hashem et Hashamayim Be'et Haaretz V'Hakalayim Tatayin Nidun Me'inin Le'Hakalin Ilayin V'Kad Yisrael Havo Metalin Kol Hakalin Ilin Havo Mitpatchin Begabeho, Bekaan, Begaluta, Itmar, Behon Kol Hashairim, Nina Yalau, Bushkinta, Levar Mehakala, Bekuchabarihu, Levar Mehakalayo, Umalakaya, The Neimanayin Al Tulotin Lavar Mehekalai Yachon Adahu Diktin Ein Aralam Tzaakau Otsa Velo It Lon Tzala Tulotin Atar Le'iala Vedaya Yehu Kol Hasharim Nana Alu Aval Sheire Demaya Lavana Alio Velayit Mandi Aftach Lon Leilain Sharim Adiate Mare Dedamaa The eat mar bea. Ututa fili uptach. Ut the tach. The tara ahu. Et ha yaled. The heina da arbaka. The layat hayatala. The tafataha. Ela beya veda, ihu utvatach, utvatach vedai, nadi it tapatach hai. Hadahu diktiv, Adonai shufatai tiftach. Bahait patach lea bedamaya adahu diktiv. Behine ne arbaka umiyad utcha bel ilayin. Al yu biod betafatach. Kad Yisrael tichin. Bateuta, Babekaya, Miad Utre Hamel, Alal Utramel, Alal, the old Utpatach, Kad Yisrael, Patachin, Bateut to Batiovata, Uvakea. Miad utchamel alav, bedayu behveka, uvoo bezachut bekeya, nadmea deileya, yitaka nashun, min galutya, Vekilev Dima'a Batayin Zaira Deite Kala Dama'a Dalit La Rishu Limaftah Elab Damea Vayot Vayat Hekala Undim Gufna Delit La Rishu Limaftah Elab Naguna Uginda David Mitkare Lihahu Hekala Dinaguna Hadu Diktiv Malkim Balgimu. Vehayi Kenegen Umanakin Vayamyat Hekala Venachora Dilamit Fatcha Ela Levar Nashte Dehawa Mitasik Min Thora Deorite Viayat Hekala Venavua Munalef Deitva Dilamit Fatcha Ila Levarnash Behawa Bekem Gevur Vyasir Veite Kala Direyat Direya Veitkare Heko Heraya Dilamit Fatcha Ila Lemein The eat bea de felu, the eat ekala, the inaim de la mitpatha, elalianiam de hawo, mit atrupin, kadem, Hashem, metzaluta beatufa. Lematva detatit utafilin vi alayhu itmar tefila le ani ki oto vayiyat direya detadikaya. Dilat Matufataha Eila Litsadikaya Hadahu Diktiv Zehashar Lo Yitzadikim Yavo O Vov Ahai Ihu Tara Titsadika He Ila Imim De Atmar Veya Vilara Yiti Tzadik Ne'ezav Ozev Zarav Mevakesh Lachem Vika'an Vigaluta Itmar Beya Atzadik Aval Mai Avad Aval Dematronita Veitmar Beya v'nahar Yecharav v'yevash Yecharav v'beyay v'yit Rishon v'yevesh v'vet Shenehu gin d'liyat Leya medila Anin tzuveg t'chin V'chai barchain v'tzalota Legabe chai almin, v'ha'istalak mitmin, nevi'o uvirkan, nadiko birkan, v'layit, manda yehiv, lon utrein, itranin Sit Yamin Tara Tzadik Harava Vayavash Kemadiane Harev Vayavash Virazad Mila Yikvo Hamayim Mat Kata Hashmiyam Al Hamakom Ahad Ehad Utrea Chayavasha Beleat Tirea Batisa Elatarea Didami Didamea Gumai Iyamhi Piat in Didabai Mea Mina Nafko Pialait Marbimarane Keishin Bat Ayin Uva. Sahine Ne'ar Baka Lagabe Kuchabarifu Tayir Him Aleya Begaluta Hadahu Diktiv Atak Dakum Tarachem Tayon Upagin Dihi Deayihi Levat Esh Deidhazaya Lemesha Basna Diktiv Vayir me'aliyach Hashem a'ilim liv Baal vate esh matoch Asnei ihi Ayihi bet bat min bereshit Veda bereshit. Section 26b. Think of these 6 days as halls and as holding patterns for the conceptual realization that are ongoing in the continuous processes of connection, both above and below. The higher mother is the overflow from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is the natural order of things. What this means is that creation builds upon itself endlessly. This is the underlying pattern that makes possible the awareness we experience. Therefore, the flowing that takes place is one the higher, in the other the lower. This is the imaging aspect of creation that differentiates as it transforms. As something changes, transformation, as that takes place, there is something new and something old. This is the differentiation. Each hall opens in response to prayer when all are aligned in harmony. In exile, there is a shift so that the harmony is misaligned. The angels are the connecting links above and below. The way to alignment above and below is through the master of tears, meaning the process of overflow. Once you are able to realize this overflow, the keys to the various gates are made available for use. Tears symbolize the overflow, and their operation has always been a part of the fervent prayer, since the intensity of tears brings about an emotional response that triggers the opening of the eyes, which are the gateway to both above and below. Now, what passes through is the imaging of above, which heals the below and makes it into its own image of perfection. all of these chambers that open in response to tears, music, righteousness, fear, poor, all are all part of the special connections that must be in place for the alignment of above to below. It is this alignment that is made possible via the agency, tears or music, or both, or more, so that the continuous flowing of above is not interrupted or misplaced or ignored, but is rather set into its proper place. Exile is the property of ignorance that prevents a person from the awareness of the above. It is truly a blockage that is maintained either by a person or by a culture that directs their attention not above, but to the outward effects. In this case, they never recognize the inner core of creation that goes on all around them. The waters that are divided are done so in order to make clear the relationships between what is above, the heavens, and what is below, the dry land, or in other terms, the thought, or higher mother, and the lower mother, the essence of the latter. The hidden meaning of then is of Bereshit, is that within these flowing tears is the salvation of Israel. This is the salvation of mundane thought that does not seek above. It is the salvation of the mundane thought that does not seek above. It is the salvation of reactive thought that does not seek above. The daughter is the recognition of the above in the heart of appearances that indicate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Please note, in prayer it is the process of overflow that both initiates and promotes the pathways, both of the prayers that flow above and the blessings that flow below. What is this like? A king built a garden with many streams, but he first built a lake that would feed these streams. Now the streams contain the waters of the lake, which were constantly being renewed from the lake, which was situated above, like the streams. However, the lake itself needed to be renewed, so the king built a series of channels which eventually flowed back into the lake. In this way, both the lake and the streams were then continuously renewed. Now, if there were blockages at any point along the way, the lake would cease to overflow and the streams would dry up. In order to prevent this, the king devised the path of watchful sentries to patrol both stream and the lake, removing blockages from storms or excess buildup of silt. Our prayers are the channels that fill the lake, and blessings are the streams the lake sends forth. The lake is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the sentries that work together to remove blockages are collectively known as the Shekhinah, or the Divine Presence. You might think that we have described separately the operations that are taking place. It is, however, true that all of these operations are a unified field of awareness. Your prayers and the answering blessings are part of the same thing. Just as the water that flows from the lake above is the same that flows back in channels to the lake from below. This is perhaps difficult to understand. After all, how could both prayers and blessings be exactly the same? Surely one is asking and one is answering. The paradox is resolved when you realize that what you are asking for could not be answered except in exactly the same way that you have asked for it. If you ask for rain, rain is then your answer. Your prayers are the framework of the blessings that it elicits. All is one in the same thing. This is Tikkun 12. Bereshit me'amar reishon shel hekal kalol me'aser amirot vayaya lev elokim shal me'asa bereshit shel berit esh umatzad hashama'al Nitana Sheheya Gibura Eshamodoma Bereshit, the first of all, included in the 10 statements. And it is 32 mentions of Elohim of the act of Bereshit. Bereta, the covenant of fire. And on the left, he was given red fire, which is Giburah. For this reason, and the angel of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei appeared unto him in the flame of fire, Bali-Vat. And Moses was on the side of the Levites from his right side. That's the end of our class for this evening. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all shalom, a good week. Remind you that tomorrow night we have two classes followed by a third one. The two classes are the Tikkuni Zohar class at 4:30. A class that you were involved with. And the third class will be the, let me go back. The three classes are the Zohar class, the deep Zohar class at 4:30, the 7 o'clock class of questions and answers, and at 8:30, we will begin our all-night study. These are all West Coast time. I bid you all shalom. Shalom to all. Shalom to all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.